It's the Kim Munson Show, analyzing the most important stories.
An early childhood taxing district, what on earth is that?
The latest in politics and world affairs.
I don't think that we should be passing legislation that is so complicated that people kind of throw up their hands and say, oh, I can't understand it.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
It is not fair that just because you're a big business that you get a break on this and the little guy doesn't.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Indeed. Let's have a conversation and welcome to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Podcasts and recaps of the show can be found there. Sign up for our weekly newsletter. That is where you get the first look of all of the upcoming guests, as well as our most recent podcasts and op-eds. And be sure and sign up there. And go over to Facebook and give us a like as well. It is Friday. Producer Steve, one of your favorite days of the week.
Amen and glory be.
And always like to say thank you to this great team that I get to work with, and that is producer Steve, Zach, Keith, Patty, and Charlie, and the people here at Crawford Broadcasting. And to each of you listeners, I value you, treasure you. Yeah, strive for excellence today. Take care of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your body. Producer Steve, I am in Grand Lake, Colorado for U.S. Constitution Week. I am so thrilled to have in studio with me up here, and that is Tom Goodfellow. Are you the founder of U.S. Constitution Week?
Yes, I am, Kim.
And you are president of the group this year as well.
Lucky, yes, I'm so lucky. 9 years in a row. This is our ninth.
Tom Goodfellow, what this little town, Grand Lake, Colorado, which I really do think that the good Lord is showing off when he made Grand Lake, Colorado, but the people here, the commitment that you've had to this Constitution Week, it is something special. And then this whole COVID-19 Wuhan virus situation, for you to again have U.S. Constitution Week. The National Western isn't going to be this year, but you have Constitution Week. So thank you.
Thank you. We wanted to fight through COVID and make it happen.
So, well, it's great to have you here in Grand Lake. And producer Steve, this little rig that we have is pretty cool. That we're on. So thank you for getting all the parts so that we can make that happen. We've got a big show planned for you today. We will be talking with Tom and some of the other board members of Constitution Week in the third and fourth segments. And then valued sponsors Lauren Levy, Karen Levine, and Jason McBride will talk to them about the Constitution. I can't wait to hear what they have to say about that and what that means to them. And Andy Wakefield, who has a new movie out, 1986, and this is about when the Big Pharma got the immunity from Congress on any kind of a vaccine injury, is going to be talking about this new movie. So we should be talking with him at about 6:10. As our quote for today, I used a couple of different people, but Albert Einstein, I thought this was just really talked about Grand Lake, Colorado. Albert Einstein, you know him. He was a German-born theoretical physicist who developed the theory of relativity, which is one of the two pillars of modern physics. His work is also known for the influence on the philosophy of science. He was born in 1879. He died in 1955. Tom Goodfellow, I think this is a great quote. The strength of the Constitution lies entirely in the determination of each citizen to defend it. Only if every single citizen feels duty-bound to do his share in this defense are the constitutional rights secure. I thought that was very appropriate for what you're doing here in Grand Lake, Colorado.
It's inside every individual.
It is, and we are at a real time for choosing. It's very clear what the choices are on whether or not we'll protect this Constitution that is put in place to protect the rights of every individual to be able to pursue their life, their liberty, and their happiness, or if we're going to go down the other road of socialism, communism, Marxism, you can put all those same thing, division, destruction. The decision is very clear right now, Tom Goodfellow.
Yes, it is, Kim. Thank you.
Continuing on here, a couple of things. Producer Steve, I was very, very excited with a couple of things that Patty has on our headlines today. And the first is that President Trump, now I'm not typically a real fan of executive orders, but he has put in place an executive order instructing schools to start to teach the 1776 Project, which is the project that you know, we'll talk about the American founding. The American idea is not perfect, but it is exceptional. And he is doing this to combat this leftist, Marxist, socialist curriculum that is being pushed by the New York Times, the 1619 Project. And I think, you know, it's kind of like, why didn't I think of that? I mean, good for him, Steve.
Absolutely. The 1619 thing keeps dribbling out in different places, but nobody seems to take it and ride it hard to uncover and unmask what it's really all about. The quote further down the line there from Trump pretty much says it all, if you care to read that.
Okay, I'm moving back and forth on my computer. If you have it right in front of you, do it.
Oh, let's see. Critical. Yeah, you got me. Critical race theory, the 1619 Project, and the crusade against American history is toxic propaganda, said Trump, that if not removed, will dissolve the civic bonds that tie us together. It will destroy our country.
And the other thing that he did just recently is he said that any school that is teaching the 1619 curriculum is not going to get federal education funds. And so what he's doing on this, I think, is really important. This has been underneath the surface for quite some time. Tom Goodfellow, what has been happening in our schools. And again, I think that we have an opportunity with the whole COVID-19 Wuhan virus. Parents are seeing what their kids are being taught. And so I think that's a good thing that we're kind of having the veils coming off on this, Tom Goodfellow. And we need to get back to our basics of our country.
That's the whole idea of Constitution Week, and you're up here in Grand Lake because we are the premier Constitution Week celebration in all of America.
Yes, it is. So I think that that's really, really exciting. And going back to this, I'm really a bit astonished, Producer Steve, that the National Western Stock Show has been canceled for next year. You know, what that does, you know, people coming in to the Metro Denver economy, you know, all these young kids that have been, you know, raising their animals, just all of these farmers and ranchers to show what they're doing. It seems to me like it's a continual assault on rural America, Producer Steve.
Well, couple of that with, and I hate to, well, okay, it is related. De Blasio basically canceling the Thanksgiving Day parade. Or postponing Thanksgiving, canceling, postponing, whatever. Is this not a part of the bigger effort to separate us from tradition?
Oh, I hadn't really thought about that. Absolutely. This morning when I got up, Producer Steve, there was a tweet from Britt Hume that he had come across something in Nashville that, in fact, a health department official and the mayor's office were going back and forth that the COVID-19 infection numbers were so low that they were concerned because I hear people wanted to get back into the bars and restaurants. They've had this narrative to try to tap down and close that, you know, keep those businesses closed. And in fact, the numbers did not, you know, back up the decisions that these PBIs were making. And one has to just ask why. And I think we're going to see more and more of this information come out, Producer Steve.
Well, back to the Western Stock Show. Along with that decision comes the how to phrase it, $155 million boost to the Denver economy because of the stock show. We're going to say goodbye to that too.
And this, you know, people going to restaurants and businesses. And Tom Goodfellow, what did you want to say about that?
Well, this all goes to what our message is this year: Americans trading liberty for security, and you end up getting neither. And I can't think of a better quote. That's been Benjamin Franklin. I probably messed that up a little, but that's what we're doing. We're trading liberty for security and getting neither and most likely losing both.
And that is why it is so important to have conversations about what's going on and continue to shed light on this. If you only watch the mainstream media, you don't understand, I don't think, totally what's going on. Tom Goodfellow, I was honored to be the speaker yesterday afternoon, and there were a whole lot of questions about messaging, about the media, and I was thinking about it. Some people came up with some suggestions. Afterwards, one of the questions was, what do we do about, you know, these big tech companies that are tapping down some messages and or even shutting them down, and then upholding these other messages. What do we do about that? And I struggle with it because they're private companies. But several of the people in the audience came up with some good suggestions on what we may need to do on that, that maybe hold them to a standard that, you know, that they would not get as much freedom to tap down these voices. And then also that we encourage people to go to some other media sources like the Kim Munson Show. But there's some other good ones. The Epic Times is doing a really good job, I think, from a journalistic standpoint, and encourage people to start to look at other things. And once people realize that maybe they're not being told the truth, it's almost like their eyes light up. And so I think we just have to continue on a one-by-one basis. And that's kind of what you're doing here at Constitution Week.
Yes, I think that part of media is afraid of the truth.
And one has to ask why. I think it's a power thing.
Therein lies the answer.
And that is what is so amazing about our founding fathers and the Constitution. They realized that human nature is constant. And I can't remember who said it, that power does not change the man. Power unmasks the man. And I thought that was a great quote. Let's go ahead here and do a couple of other headlines. This is interesting. This is from The Federalist. And it says, Dr. Anthony Fauci just spilled the beans. Contrary to the implicit promise that numerous politicians made that the COVID-19 restrictions would only last until there's an effective vaccine, Dr. Fauci says the arrival of a vaccine won't mean that life will return to normal, perhaps for more than a year, or I'll interject, until after the election, depending on who wins. If you're talking about getting back to a degree of normality which resembles where we were prior to COVID, it's going to be well into 2021, maybe even towards the end of 2021, said the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases on Friday. Tom Goodfellow, do you remember when this whole thing started here in Colorado, that they said we needed to make sure that our hospitals weren't overwhelmed? And then when our hospitals weren't overwhelmed, we needed to make sure that we flattened the curve. And when the curve not only flattened, but has, you know, became concave almost, then we had to, you know, there was some other reason. And as I am looking at everyday hardworking people and what this has done, shutting down their businesses, it's cruel and it's almost criminal.
I probably couldn't have said it any better myself. I think there's some obviously there's a lot of injustice going on. A lot more questions need to be asked. But if the media shuts that down, like we just spoke mm-hmm. about a few minutes ago, it's not going to happen. So we have to, as individuals, find another way. And we will.
And we will. And the other thing that the media has done is scared people. If you're only watching what the mainstream media, it has scared people out of their wits. And I think that's also cruel as well. Okay. You know what? Let's just keep that thought. Let's go to break. Before we do that, though, Hooters Restaurants is one of my valued partners, and they've got all kinds of specials going on. They have dine-in specials, and those are Monday through Friday and also all day Saturday and Sunday. They have to-go specials, and then they've got this party pack. If you want to have friends come over, it's available Monday through Thursday and then all day Saturday and Sunday. And you can get 50 wings. They have appetizers, curly fries, desserts. And so if you want to just have friends come over, that's a great way to handle it. Or if you want to enjoy some of these beautiful Colorado afternoons with friends, they've got great patios. So be sure and check out HootersColorado.com for more information. That's HootersColorado.com. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we'll be talking with Lauren Levy and Karen Levine and Jason McBride about what they think about the Constitution. And then segments 3 and 4, Tom Goodfellow, founder of U.S. Constitution Week, right here in Grand Lake, Colorado. In fact, it's the premier U.S. Constitution Week in all of America, right, Tom Goodfellow?
Absolutely. You go find one, and I want to know where it's at.
Okay. And then we'll also be talking with a couple of the other board members, and that is Mark Auville and Mike Tompkins. So stay tuned.
Metropolitan Total Property is more than landscaping. Locally owned and operated since 1987, their team is proud to be your neighbor and live in the community. Metropolitan Total Property stands behind their work, and your complete satisfaction is their top priority. Kim Munson highly recommends Metropolitan Total Property for landscaping and more. She was one of their very first clients way back in 1987. Be sure to check out MetropolitanTotalProperty.com for their complete menu of services. Again, that's MetropolitanTotalProperty.com.
Now more than ever, it is important to have independent voices bringing truth and clarity to the issues facing us, our families, our communities, our state, our nation, and our world. The Kim Munson Show is one of those important voices. Kim is a truly independent entrepreneur. She purchases her broadcast time, which gives her total freedom in production of the show and scheduling of guests. If you'd like to support The Kim Munson Show, go to her website, KimMunson.com, and click on the contribute button under Kim's picture. Kim greatly appreciates your help and support.
Welcome back to The Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, MUNSON.com. You can find the podcasts and recaps of all the shows there. You can also sign up for our weekly newsletter. That way you get first look at all of our upcoming guests, our most recent podcasts, and our most recent op-eds. We'd appreciate it if you would go over to Facebook and give us a like. Great show planned for you today. I am up in beautiful Grand Lake, Colorado. And with me is Tom Goodfellow. He is the founder of a U.S. Constitution Week. This is their ninth annual U.S. Constitution Week. Tom Goodfellow, it's so great to be here.
Thank you, and thank you for coming and speaking last night. We need to make sure that it's understood we are the premier Constitution Week celebration in all of America.
And I can attest to that. The speech that I gave yesterday, this is the 100th anniversary of women getting the right to vote. And so that is the theme that you had asked me to talk about. And so my speech was on suffragettes, feminists, and freedom girls. And it was really fun and beautiful afternoon. Everybody was at the community center outside. And it was just really interesting and lots of questions, and particularly with what's going on in America. So thank you so much for asking me to be up here.
You're welcome, Kim. And every time we get a speaker that comes up and talks about some segment of the Constitution, a lot of our 60 or 70% of our talks are history. But it's always surprising the things that you learn that you knew nothing about, and especially with the women's suffrage of starving, and which you could probably talk a little bit more about. But I didn't know that. And there's so much that none of us know about. We need to learn. And I think if we did, we would have a totally different perspective for the naysayers of the Constitution.
Well, what you're referring to is Woodrow Wilson, who was he was one of the progressive presidents. That's where a whole lot of this big government stuff started to happen. And he was the president of Princeton. He was, you know, he was an academic. And he was starting to put forth the idea that we would have the academics, administrative state, that would make the decisions for everyday people instead of what the Constitution said, that people should be able to make the choices for themselves. And so it really started with him. And the women's suffrage movement actually started with Abigail Adams. Were you not shocked with the quote that I shared that she had regarding, she sent to John Adams, her husband, as they were preparing, this was for the Declaration of Independence. She said, "Don't forget the women. Don't forget the women." And that started all the way back in 1776. And then in 1848 was the Seneca Falls Convention, which was kind of the first women's rights convention. And it wasn't until 1920 that the 19th Amendment was ratified, giving women the right to vote. And so in, I think it was 1917, Woodrow Wilson really, he just kind of, you know, did a nod to the women's suffrage movement. And he had women arrested and put into jail. And so what they did is some of them did a hunger strike. And so then what they were force feeding them, because he said, this is not going to play well on Main Street. And so it was really interesting that the Democrat president was the one that really kind of had been standing in the way of women getting the right to vote. But when he did that, realized that that was not a great PR move, and that probably helped the women's suffrage movement, Tom Goodfellow.
Bingo.
So let's move over here. Karen Levine, award-winning RE/MAX Alliance realtor, is on the line. First thing, Karen Levine, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me.
And I'm up in Grand Lake, Colorado, U.S. Constitution Week. So I first of all wanted to ask you about the Constitution. What do you think about that, Karen Levine?
Well, I think based on my knowledge of the Constitution, one, it was a brilliant document constructed to found our nation. And I think the piece that we've lost sight of is that the government was to oversee big issues of the people as a whole, but not take away the rights of individual citizens. And we need to be reminded of that, I think, in our day-to-day living, which we no longer are in many, you know, genres of our life.
Well, yesterday was the actual Constitution Day. And I would recommend that people pull out their Constitution and read that, because as you mentioned, you know, there are certain things that government is supposed to do. And I'd also recommend that they read the Declaration of Independence, because the Declaration of Independence puts out these big truths out there. Then they have these 26 or 27 usurpations or their complaints against King George and Britain. And the Constitution actually was put in place to address those. But Karen Levine, if people read those usurpations today, a lot of the things that they were concerned about back then, particularly with this COVID-19 Wuhan virus reaction disruption, they're happening today as well. And so I think we kind of need to take a reboot, a restart, to get us back to those founding principles. Karen Levine, what your thoughts on that?
Well, I would certainly agree, and I think, you know, we've seen over time those foundations being bled from our education and, you know, not instilled in our workplaces and just, you know, throughout our daily living. And I think what you do on the show, which is to have some conversations, this is a great place for people to start having that conversation again of what was – the goal when we threw the tea in the harbor, you know?
Exactly. Why did they do that? So
exactly.
Hey, so, Karen, let's move over to one other thing. It was a headline that Patty had found that that there were homeowners that were concerned that some of the things on their new bills with one of the companies here in Colorado, Richmond Homes, had not been taken care of after the people had moved into the home for a while. And I wanted to ask you about that, because as an award-winning realtor, you certainly work with people that are buying and selling their homes, but we've talked about how important it is on a new build to have someone on your side of the table. And I thought this, you know, this is probably one of the reasons why. So what's your thoughts on that, Karen Levine?
Well, I think it definitely is one of the reasons why you want to have representation in buying a home, whether it's a new home or a resale home, is you should have somebody in your court, like myself, that has the knowledge and the professionalism and the expertise about the home buying process. And it made me very sad to read that article, because it sounds like they were somewhat strongholded into closing when the rights of most builder contracts would say, hey, you know, if there are major items, you know, you should be able to not close on that property until those get done. And if we have some punch list items, if we're in agreement, we'll get those handled in the first 30 days. And there's usually a written agreement to that fact. And I think what's sad is it sounded like these people have been waiting for work to get done 6, 8, 9 months. And that does not make your home buying experience at all pleasurable, because you don't remember all the excitement and the fun that there was in the beginning in making your selections and making your commitments. And then you get in your home and stuff's not finished. So I encourage people to not be afraid to reach out to me to ask those questions about buying new construction and how I can help them.
And what could you bring to the table on that, Karen, that might alleviate the situation happening? What can a realtor do to help on that?
Well, the first thing is making them aware of, you know, what their options are contractually. And builder contracts, as John Goodman was cited in that article, and he is a real estate attorney, and he actually represents our real estate association, so I know John well. And what John was saying is that these contracts are written for the benefit of the builder. And in today's market, being very strong seller's market, you can't negotiate on those items, but if you're aware of those items and you're aware of what your risk is, then you're better prepared to make a decision if that's the direction you want to go.
Managing expectations is a
exactly.
big, I think, a big part of that as well. So Karen Levine, people can reach you at 303-877-7516, 303-877-7516, and you are a valued partner. I so appreciate you, and if people are looking to buy or sell their home or purchase a new build, certainly you want Karen Levine sitting on your side of the table. So have a great weekend. We will talk to you next week.
That sounds great. Enjoy Grand Lake.
That I will. And Jason McBride, Presidential Wealth Management, what's your thoughts about the U.S. Constitution this morning?
Well, they're pretty much the same as yesterday, Kim. I think if we just followed the edicts in the Constitution, we wouldn't need thousands or even millions of pages of other legislation to confuse everything.
And rules and regulations in addition to all those laws, you know,
right.
it's amazing why people, I don't know what happened where people that have been elected to office all of a sudden realize they start to think of themselves as lawmakers or elected officials instead of elected representatives. And so we need to start to remind those people that, yes, they make laws, but I'm not even sure we need any more laws. I think we've got plenty, and maybe we need to start to walk some of them back, Jason McBride.
Well, that's why I like Trump's program with regulations. What'd he say? For every one new one, two old ones have to go away. And Trump himself has said that he believes that the reduction in regulations had more to do with the expanding and strong economy than the tax cuts did. And I would tend to agree, probably.
Well, both of those things are so important for everyday people, which reminds me, people can go to airpresidential.com. That's our landing page together. That's airpresidential.com for that great analysis that you did on the Trump tax cuts. Because as we're going into election season, when, you know, our kids that have been in college say, oh, my gosh, those Trump tax cuts were just for millionaires and billionaires. You have proven that actually everyday hardworking people benefited from that. And I would highly recommend that people check that out at airpresidential.com. You spent a lot of time on that, Jason McBride.
Well, it's easy to see what the truth is just looking at the numbers. And, you know, it's not hard to make the comparisons. There's all kinds of calculators online where you can look and do it yourself if you don't believe me. But yeah, I mean, very easy to see the drops, the percentage changes for most middle class type families were very, very strong. You know, the millionaires and billionaires, as you say, Kim, may have got, you know, a little bit of a break too, but percentage wise, it wasn't anywhere close to what the middle class got.
Well, I would recommend that people check that out. Again, that is at airpresidential.com. That's AIRpresidential.com. And then if people want to reach you, your phone number is 303-694-1600, 303-694-1600. Jason, thank you so much. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Have a great weekend, Kim.
You betcha. And we're going to go to break. When we come back, Tom Goodfellow is with me. He is the founder and president of the premier U.S. Constitution Week in all of America. That is the Grand Lake U.S. Constitution Week. We'll be talking with a couple of the board members as well, Mark Auville and Mike Tompkins. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Predovich & Company understands that the COVID-19 Wuhan virus disruption has individuals and businesses scratching their heads with a variety of bookkeeping, tax planning, and accounting questions. Predovich & Company knows that you need trusted professionals to help you navigate these choppy waters. Kim Munson highly recommends Predovich & Company. Because of their advanced technological capabilities, Predovich & Company can help clients anywhere in the United States. Call Predovich & Company at 303-791-3000 to organize your personal and business finances. Call 303-791-3000 today.
Karen Levine has over 30 years in the real estate industry. The reaction to the COVID-19 Wuhan virus is presenting unprecedented and unpredictable opportunities and challenges in buying or selling your home. That is why you need to work with award-winning realtor Karen Levine. Karen Levine comes highly recommended by Kim Munson. Call award-winning realtor Karen Levine today at 303-877-7516. Karen's expertise will help guide you through this crazy real estate market. Call Karen Levine at 303-877-7516 today.
You'd like to get in touch with one of Kim Munson's sponsors, but you can't recall their phone number. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim, M-O-N-S-O-N.com.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletters there. You'll get the first look at all of the great things that we are working on. And go over to Facebook and give us a like as well. I am in Grand Lake, Colorado, a place where the good Lord is totally showing off. And with me, I want to say in studio, is Tom Goodfellow. He is the founder of U.S. Constitution Week. Tom Goodfellow, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Kim. And it should be, I'm not exactly the founder of Constitution Week. That was President Eisenhower and the Daughters of the American Revolution, August 2nd, 1956. I'm just a copycat.
Okay. Well, a great copycat. This is the ninth annual. What was going through your brain when you started this, and how did you get people on board?
Real quickly, our fireworks got canceled for the 4th of July in 2012. And so
was it because of fires or something?
Yeah, exactly. And so I heard some strange ideas because we had all these fireworks, we didn't know what to do with them. So I thought that it should have some historic significance to set off the fireworks. And so I started looking and on the web, and I never heard of Constitution Week, but I'm just going through the web, and I see Constitution Week, and I go, well, what's that? Oh, it's the education of the Constitution. And so I thought, and when I about a million ideas came to my mind in within minutes, and this is where you might get into the spiritual side of things, because I don't think I'm that smart. And so we got together with a few people, and we put our first Constitution Week together in about 40 days. It's grown, the event has grown to now it's the biggest event in Grand Lake. We've broken car count records, and we've invited people up to entice people to come up and listen to about what the Constitution Week is all about. So, and we are the premier Constitution Week celebration in all of America.
It's a great place and a beautiful time in Colorado to come up to Grand Lake. It's been a little wonky this year with the COVID-19 Wuhan virus. As I mentioned earlier in the show, the National Western's being canceled. But Constitution Week is here. It actually is happening.
Absolutely. I cannot. Life does not end because of a pandemic. It has to go on. And I think other people need to be conscious of that. And so this was probably the most important year of all, was to push through COVID-19. We got a variance through the county, and I was just not going to be stopped, and I think the volunteers were not going to be stopped. We made it happen, and we've had a great week. We did cut down on the programming from 13 speakers to 5. We had, make some adjustments. Okay, we made some adjustments, but we have some great speakers and great topics.
Now, normally there is a parade, and this parade, it reminds me of parades from, I'm from rural Kansas, the county fair parade, which I loved. This year, you're not going to get to do the parade, but yesterday, one of your volunteers went to work, and she has something very special that's supposed to happen.
Oh, yes. We replaced the parade with a flyover, and a flyover is not easy to get. I think Gay started that in February with that, and we actually worked on it last year and couldn't make it happen. So this Saturday at noon, bring your camera, and you're going to see for sure one C-130, and I maybe even be a second one, but we'll take one. We'll take anything we can get. But I think it's really exciting. Hopefully we'll have the fire department there with the big Garrison flag, both Grand Lake and Granby Fire. And it's quite a sight to see, because we've had that up in the on Grand Avenue before, Main Street, and the parade goes underneath it. This time the parade's going to go above it.
Always creative, always creative. So tell us a little bit about today and tomorrow. What's going to happen later today and then tomorrow?
Later on today, we have Elizabeth Eastman. And so the Eastmans, John and Elizabeth, were so gracious, and they heard about Constitution Week and took an interest in it, as a lot of our speakers have. And they gave us the opportunity to, we have to pay on, we do pay honorariums for a lot of our speakers, and they gave us a deal that we couldn't refuse. They're excited to come up, and we're excited to have them. And then moving into Saturday is John Eastman, but we're also having a pipe band, El Jebel Shrine Pipe Band.
Nice.
Is going to be here. That starts at 11. And those guys used to come up here a long time ago to Grand Lake, and they would just start playing, and they would just march through the bars and start playing. I don't even think they asked. They just came in, and they just started playing it. Everybody loves it. Oh, man. Those guys were great. And so they're coming back, and I think there's only about 10 of them left. I want to say that there was 20 some of them a number of years ago, but to find them was just so we got that. And the flyover and Eastman. So it's going to be a shorter day than normal, but we're excited.
But it's going to be a day, because I would say the people in Grand Lake do not give up.
No, they don't. And we have the greatest volunteers.
Well, speaking of that, on the line with us is Mark Auville, and he has been consistently involved in the premier U.S. Constitution Week in all of America, the Grand Lake U.S. Constitution Week. Mark Auville, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Kim. Thank you for having me on your show. But even more, thank you for being part of Grand Lake Constitution for the last 4 or 5 years, and for your amazing speech yesterday in God's country.
It is God's country. And Mark Auville, we actually have to blame you, or congratulate you. You are the reason that I have come to be up here for U.S. Constitution Week, to love Constitution Week. And so I have to say thank you so much for connecting me with all that you're doing here.
Well, Kim, it's just God's work up here, and we're blessed with having you being part of our family up here.
So why is the Constitution so important? I have to tell you, one of the years that I was up here, you and your beautiful wife, Tanya, were, I just remember I was riding in one of the cars in the parade, and you and Tanya were walking along the street. You were handing out constitutions as fast as you could. It was a wonderful sight to see.
We've given out hundreds and hundreds over the years, and we hope that the people at the parades crack those constitutions and read what their freedoms and liberties are based on.
So, Mark Auville, if you were talking to a classroom of young students about the Constitution, what would you say to them? Why is it so important?
Well, to start with, it's the law of the land, but let's go back to the Declaration of Independence, because isn't that the mission statement of our founders? Their love letter to us. Think about it. And if you give me a second here, I'll read a part of this. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And so the whole purpose of government is to protect our liberties, our freedoms. I have to ask the question, how are we doing today with that?
That is really the question on the table with this whole COVID-19 Wuhan virus reaction disruption. It seems that there's been PBIs, politicians, bureaucrats, and interested parties that have used this to usurp more and more of our powers. And I use the word usurp, because in the Declaration of Independence, there were 26 or 27 usurpations or complaints against King George and Britain. And a number of those things are occurring right now. And so I almost want to say we need to have another reset on the Constitution. And it's amazing to me, Mark Auville, that this little beautiful town nestled in the Colorado Rockies is the town that has stepped forward 9 years in a row to bring this forward. I find it absolutely amazing, Mark Auville.
Yes, and the second part of this, which I read, that we normally don't talk about is to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent. So up here in Grand Lake, we've focused on the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution that we're the boss, and we need to get that mentality across that the whole purpose of government is to protect these liberties. And as you know, the Constitution then codified this mission statement, this love letter from our founders into the U.S. Constitution, and that document explicitly told us if it's not enumerated in the Constitution, then the power goes back to the states and to the people. And so that's the message we're trying to get out here in Grand Lake. And it's so important that this message gets out across the United States. And Tom Goodfellow didn't mention this, but it's kind of his mission statement that he mentioned that Eisenhower made this a law in 1956. And if all the cities and towns around the country, actually celebrated and the U.S. Constitution and had that week-long celebration and education, let's ask the question, would we be in the constitutional crisis we might be in right now?
That is the million-dollar question, Mark Auville. I want to say thank you so much for joining me this morning and for the amazing work that you and Tanya do to support this U.S. Constitution Week up here in Grand Lake. And thank you, because it is truly patriotic work that you're doing, Mark Auville.
Kim, you're a great patriot, and we thank you for being part of our events up here for the last 4 or 5 years, and we hope that you'll continue to be up here and be part of this.
It is my honor, Mark Auville. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kim.
Okay, before we go to break, I'd like to shout out to another one of my great partners, and that is Castlegate Knife and Tool. They are a family-owned business located right here in Sedalia, Colorado, and it is a very impressive store. They're open 7 days a week. I would recommend to take a weekend trip down there. There's some great fun restaurants as well in Sedalia, but they have beautiful knives for collectors, for our military personnel, of course, if you're a sportsman. They have that tool that you will need in your toolkit there, as well as utility knives, and then gift sets for wedding gifts, all kinds of things. So go to castlegate.com. That's castlegate.com for more information. We're going to go to break. When we come back, another one of the very important people in U.S. Constitution Week, Mike Topkins, has snuck into our, quote-unquote, our studio, and we're going to talk with him about U.S. Constitution Week. We'll be right back.
Recently, rates in the mortgage market have hit near record lows. Lorne Levy with Polygon Financial notes that the COVID-19 Wuhan virus disruption has created potential opportunities to refinance your mortgage that could save you thousands of dollars. And for those senior listeners who may be looking for another source of income, exploring a reverse mortgage with Lorne Levy may be a solution. With over 17 years in the mortgage industry, Lorne Levy has the experience to answer your questions. Call Lorne Levy at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881 for a mortgage checkup today.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. And sign up for our weekly newsletter. You get first look at all of the things that we're doing. We'd love it if you'd go over to Facebook and give us a like. In studio with me here up in Grand Lake, Colorado, is Mike Topkins. Mike Topkins, you have been very involved in U.S. Constitution Week, from almost the beginning as well?
Almost the beginning, the second year, and started slow and just got more and more involved each year. It's a wonderful event.
I have to say, there's something very special about Grand Lake hospitality. First of all, I have had the just pleasure of getting to stay at your business, Western Riviera, right here in Grand Lake. It's right located, right, looking right out on the lake. And I want to thank you and your beautiful wife, Jackie, for that.
Well, thank you, Kim. It's a well-kept secret. Many native Coloradans have never been to Grand Lake, and we're kind of the quiet western entrance to Rocky Mountain National Park, so come up and see us.
The Western Riviera, for sure. And then last night, apparently you have friends that are up here for U.S. Constitution Week, and the four of you were going to have dinner. And then all of a sudden, I don't know, it ended up, I think there were 10 or 12 of us. And again, I want to say it's that Grand Lake hospitality. Thank you so much for inviting us over to your home.
We always have enough food.
And there was. It was kind of like the loaves and fishes. I don't know what happened exactly. Now, are you an attorney? Is that
I'm
right?
A retired patent attorney.
Okay. And so the Constitution is really important to you. Why have you been involved these last 8 years with this? Because it's a lot of work. When I come up here, I see the amount of work that volunteers have put in to make this happen. Why are you involved in this, Mike Tompkins?
I just love it. I'm real passionate about the Constitution. I remember in grade school, ninth grade, studying the Constitution. I'm a CSU grad, and I can't think of a single minute in my college that we talked about the Constitution. Not at all during college. But when I went to law school, of course, they do study the Constitution. It's more a drier study. Mm-hmm. But here, Constitution Week, it's a little more exciting. You know, it's not just case law. It's really getting into the things that perplexed the founding fathers that they fought over and that we're still fighting over today.
You know, and I think that it has been painted as an old, dry document. But when you start to understand the stories and when you understand what was happening during that time, I remember when the Declaration was being signed. Let's just think about it. Philadelphia, and they're signing the Declaration, and Benjamin Franklin says, we must hang together or we'll all hang separately. They could hear the British cannons down the river. And bringing those things alive, what was happening, and then the Constitution, after it was signed, Benjamin Franklin comes out, and the wife of the mayor of Philadelphia says, "What have you given us?" And he says, a republic, madame, if you can keep it. And so it's inherent upon us, Mike Tompkins. Every generation has to make sure that we protect this document. And it has been, you know, that duty has been neglected, but yet not here in Grand Lake, Colorado. It's not been neglected, Mike Tompkins.
No, it hasn't, Kim. You just have to go to the very beginning, the first three words, "We the people." This isn't the government telling us what rights they're giving it us. It's us telling the government, "We'll give you these limited rights to protect our safety, but this is all you can do, and the rest is up to us." And you look at the very next clause, "In order to form a more perfect union." The founding fathers were realists. They knew that nothing humans can do would be perfect, but you could get better. They weren't saying, "This is the most perfect union right now. We have our problems, but we're giving you a blueprint to allow you to constantly improve. To improve as an individual, to improve your community, your state, the entire country." And we as an Americans have very different ideas on how we improve, but that's not a problem. Our Constitution allows people with different ideas to coexist peacefully.
Mike Tompkins, you're saying a word that I hadn't really thought about, and that is to improve. This ideal, so we have to create a more perfect union. We'll never be perfect, but it's an exceptional idea to continue to improve. We seem to be at a time for choosing in America today. And what we're seeing over here on the other side is destruction and division. There's nothing in that that's going to improve anything. We need to be improving things through this blueprint of the vision of the Declaration of the Constitution. And so what Tom Goodfellow envisioned, and you have all come together to create. Next year will be the 10th anniversary. Again, this little town nestled in the Rockies, it's just astonishing to me, Mike Tompkins. What is the final thought that you'd like to leave with our listeners today?
Well, I just want to say that even in this beautiful Grand Lake, Colorado, the soul of the Rockies, people even argue about what we talk about. There are people who think, well, Constitution Week, some of the ideas expressed there, I don't agree with. And we say, that's fine. Come ask questions. But there's a small group, and fortunately it's just small, that are part of this cancel culture that say, well, we have to eliminate Constitution Week because they express ideas that not everybody agrees with. Well, that's how you form a more perfect union. You talk about ideas. The answer to free speech is more free speech. If you disagree, talk more, not less. And I think we're moving beyond. I think people are getting tired of the cancel culture, but we're certainly fight it every year up here at Grand Lake.
Well, and that's and but you continue to fight it, and as you're right, the answer is not less free speech, it's more free speech. So what we're going to do, Mike Tompkins, thank you so much. You're the owner of Western Riviera,
Kim,
and really appreciate all that you do. And we're going to move back over here to Tom Goodfellow, who is the founder of U.S. Constitution Week here in Grand Lake, the premier Constitution Week in all of America. And Tom Goodfellow, again, thank you for being here. So we're going to finish up. The time goes so quickly. What are some of the thoughts that you want to make sure that people are thinking about today?
Well, I would encourage people to start your own Constitution Week in your own town. And these celebrations should be across the country, just like the 4th of July. And I think if we could achieve that, we wouldn't be going through the struggles that we're going through right now.
Well, and as Mike Tompkins just mentioned, when he was an undergrad in college, they didn't really talk about that. And I'm trying to think how I got so interested in this. And I think that, I mean, I always knew this. I grew up in rural Colorado. My dad was a farmer. He talked to me all the time when I was out on the farm with him about these ideals. But then when I was in high school, Farm Bureau, Kansas Farm Bureau, had these camps for kids. And they took a boy and a girl from each of the counties, and they went back to a 4-H camp in eastern Kansas, and we went through the Declaration and the Constitution. And they brought in speakers, and I think that that actually gave me a real kind of bedrock appreciation of the Constitution. So that is why people should come up to Constitution Week and bring their children. Today there will be a speaker at 4, Elizabeth Eastman, and then Professor John Eastman will be your keynote on Saturday. And they are the CU professors, visiting professors of conservative thought and policy. And John Eastman is nationally known. He writes for a number of different organizations. And so that would be a great place for people to start, is to come up for these events later today as well as tomorrow.
You're right. And something you just mentioned, the kids. So we've been working, trying to get kids more involved, and we're actually starting a, we call it the Kids Crew, and it's a Constitution Week.
Nice.
Started from the premier Constitution Week celebration in all of America, and now we have a Kids Crew, and we're going to be educating them on the Constitution. So we're very excited to have kids. It's been a goal of ours for a long time.
That is really, really important. Now, Tom Goodfellow, I had thanked Mike Tompkins for his hospitality. I love staying at the Western Riviera. It always cracks me up to watch the two of you in your banter back and forth. So you also have a business here in Grand Lake.
I do. My wife, Mary, and I, we own Grand Escape Cottages, and so we have the best lodging establishment in Grand Lake, and my friend Mike Tompkins, he has the second best. So It's the way it is.
Okay. So we only have about a minute left. And I want to say thank you to you and all of the volunteers, to Mike Tompkins, to Mark Auville, you know, your wife, Mary, Jackie Tompkins, Tanya Auville, all of these people that make this happen. It is truly American that people volunteer to do this. And this vision that you've had, Tom Goodfellow, it is so important. So we've got just about a minute left. What's the final thought you want to leave with our listeners?
Come up to Constitution Week in beautiful Grand Lake, Colorado, and enjoy the premier Constitution Week celebration in America. Have I said that once?
I think
or
you've
twice
said that
already?
Before, and I'm getting to okay. the point where I can even remember that again. This is the premier U.S. Constitution Week in all of America. It is the Grand Lake U.S. Constitution Week. Do I have it?
That's close enough.
Okay.
We'll work on it. We got a few more years to go.
Okay.
And I would like to ask, we are so grateful, Kim, that you have taken an interest in what we're trying to do up here with Constitution Week. I love your show. I love the content of the show and the people that you get to come in and interview are knowledgeable people.
Well, so, we work really hard on that. So thank you so much, Tom Goodfellow and Mike Tompkins. Our quote for today is Abraham Lincoln. He says, "We the people are the rightful masters of both Congress and the courts, not to overthrow the Constitution, but to overthrow the men who pervert the Constitution." So my friends, today, be grateful, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. This is Kim Munson signing off. God bless you, and God bless America.